Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. This is Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. We have a great show in store for you today. I have Emilio Giglio with me today from Alex Emilio Salon. Welcome, Emilio.
Thank you. Thank you, Belinda. Thank you, everybody, for listening in.
Great. Well, Emilio has been in the beauty industry since 1992, and it has been an incredible journey thus far. He's been a stylist, an educator, an owner, a mentor, and he's worn just about every hat that you can wear in the beauty industry. And he loves where it's taken him. He's trained with some of the best stylists in the world and taken a little bit of something from everyone that he's worked with. He works with his own style and approach to running a salon and servicing his clientele. In the ever-changing world of beauty, you have to continue learning and growing or you're going to get left behind. Again, he currently owns a fabulous salon in Royal Oak, Michigan, and that is Alex Emilio. So welcome, Emilio, and why don't you fill in some of the gaps and tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Okay, so let's see, where do I start? First of all, I have four sisters, right? And so being in the beauty industry, that was sort of a jump start, having four girls, surrounded by four girls and fighting for mirror space. It was always about they wanted to look great. And I understood from a very young age how important it was for women, well, not just women, men as well, but to feel great about the way you look in order to feel great about what you're going to do that day, you know. And so I started just right after high school, and I didn't even finish high school, actually. I didn't make it. And I started beauty school with the intent of, you know, getting writing the ship with my educational journey. And beauty school was just great for me because I found something that I really loved and that I understood, and I had a direction. And so, you know, I was able to take that understanding of beauty and how important it was, a little bit of education that I got in beauty school, and then I jumped into a salon in downtown Birmingham, Michigan, and I just fell in love. As soon as I walked in the door, I fell in love. I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be, you know. And 20 some years later, I'm still doing it. And education, ironically enough, has been what has taken me to where I am today, even though as a kid, it wasn't important to me with school, high school. But once I got into the beauty industry, education is the most important thing to me now. So
that's awesome. And that's a great life lesson that I would say. So yeah, tell us absolutely. A little bit about your salon.
So we are in downtown Royal Oak. We have been here for 15 years. I came to this salon as a stylist working for another gentleman. And I had worked in a few salons prior. I think this is my sixth salon I've worked in. And basically, you know, I was working for another guy who wasn't running the salon properly. I knew that. I knew it wasn't good. It was going to be a train wreck if I stayed, or if I didn't maybe take over and buy it from him. So essentially, within 11 months, I went from being a stylist working here for someone else to being an owner with a business partner whose name is Alex. That's where the name comes from, Alex Emilio. We started basically. I was 27, Alex was 23, and we took over a struggling salon. We started with four employees, and today we have 50. And we're constantly training new ones and trying to grow and expand. And we've expanded two times already in 15 years, and we're looking to expand a third time. We basically took over 15 years ago and started training our employees. You know, we get them right from school. We basically, what we say is that we home grow everybody. And we start them from school. We train them. We give them everything that we think they need to know to be successful in our industry. And after long training program. They're then given an opportunity to succeed on their own and cut hair and grow a clientele. And that's really how we've grown it from day one. So
that's awesome. You've won a few awards along the way.
Yeah. We've been lucky enough to be featured in some of the area's premier magazines. Our Detroit has voted us, well, the readers of Our Detroit voted us the best salon in the area a couple different times. We've gotten best haircut, best color, best blowout, best makeover in several magazines. Allure magazine is probably the most prominent one that we've been featured in, and I was featured for best color in the area as well as best haircut. My business partner Alex was featured for best haircut. A couple different stylists who work for us were also given that award in Allure magazine. So you know, it's not just about Alex and Emilio, which, you know, that's the name of the company, but we really try to make sure that everyone who works here has the best training available so that they can receive those awards and get those accolades as well.
That's
really
awesome.
Helps to elevate the name and the brand of the entire salon.
Absolutely. So great. So tell us a little bit how this business has shaped your lifestyle.
Okay. So, you know, I think it goes both ways. You know, the business has shaped my life, but my life has also helped to shape the business. I have a great family at home. I have a beautiful wife, Antoinette, and three young children. And I think being a father really helped me to grow as a business owner and as a mentor for my staff as well. You know, learning and growing with my children and understanding that each of them is different. And I can't necessarily parent the same way for Santino as I do for Atiana, who are very different children, different ages, different personalities, and they need different things from me. And so I think that's really helped me to treat my employees differently as well. And just understanding that everyone has their strengths and weaknesses and that people need to be coached and mentored in different ways, and that if you try to stick everybody into a certain prototype or what, you know, if you try to stereotype everybody to be the same thing, then you're going to really have a hard time managing and mentoring. So I think it goes both ways. My life has definitely shaped my business, and my business has shaped my life in that it's very demanding. The salon world is one that requires a lot of your time. And so, you know, I have to make sacrifices in terms of, you know, what events can I attend for my children and what events can I not, and what things can I do with my business? What trips can I take? What education can I be a part of? And really trying to prioritize, you know, what are the most important things to make sure that I am at for both of them, you know, because obviously family is number one. But without the business, then a lot of the perks that we get wouldn't be there. So
that's an awesome point. And I think that people look at other successful people on the outside and they don't see that it really is sort of this balancing act. I know I get asked all the time, don't you hate that you're missing out on this? But I am gone a lot traveling, but I'm there for the things that I want to be there for. I make those the priority, but we wouldn't be able to do all the awesome things we do if I didn't work the schedule that I work. And so I think people that want to be in business for themselves have a really hard time grasping that balance and juggling act. And as long as you keep your priorities straight, it usually all works out in the end. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And, you know, I have an awesome wife who helps me to make that happen. And then also an awesome business partner who really balances me out, because I'm not necessarily the most organized person in the world. So one of the things that I've learned is to really surround myself with people who are good at doing the things that maybe I'm not as good at, you know, and recognizing, okay, I need help with organization. I need help with planning. So really surrounding myself with people and understanding my weaknesses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us then what are, and I couldn't agree more, we all have to recognize our weaknesses and our strengths. So let's talk about some of your strengths or skill sets that you think have helped contribute to your overall success.
Okay, well, I think I've done a lot of training in a lot of different aspects. You know, of course, I have to know how to cut hair, and so that's definitely a strength. I have to know how to color hair. That's definitely a strength. But I think communication is probably one of my strongest points. And there's an acronym. It's WOO, winning others over. And that's one that that I definitely excel in. And, you know, just that ability to meet somebody and then sort of sell yourself and what you're doing and your business and your philosophy to them, whether it's somebody who's coming in the door who's going to join our team and wants to be a part of what we're doing, or whether it's a new client who's sitting down for the first time and I am trying to tell them what it is that I think that they need and giving them my recommendations, really being able to deliver that message in a passionate way and let them understand how much I love what I do and how much I want to help them in whatever it is that my role is with that person, mentor, stylist, you know, educator, whatever my plan is for that relationship, being able to help them understand that I can guide them.
That's awesome. I know you have done an amazing job of that. Exactly. I know the first time I came to your salon and I came with my daughter, we were completely blown away. So your woo factor completely worked in that instance, because there's a energy or a vibe that is in your salon that you don't find in many other salons. And it's just, it's almost electric. You walk in and there's just it's an energy that is, you can physically, you see it and then you can almost feel it. So what kinds of things do you do then for your other stylists and to create that atmosphere, you know, that creates that woo factor, if you will? What sorts of things do you think that you do to help sort of relate that to them or to create that energy?
So, well, first of all, as you were saying that, I got goosebumps as you're describing my business and the energy that's here, because that's exactly what we've tried to create from day one. You know, I think part of it goes back to, with Alex and I both, we both come from very modest beginnings. My parents are immigrants from Italy. His parents are immigrants from Albania. And, you know, one of the things that we both learned as children in our house is that when people come over, that you want them to feel comfortable in your home. You know, you want people to come in and be relaxed and feel like they're, you know, it's like mi casa es su casa, you know, like my house is your house and please make yourself at home. And that's part of what we try to do here, too, is, you know, as soon as you walk in the door, you're greeted. Welcome to Alex Emilio. Can I get you something to drink? Can I hang your coat? We make people feel comfortable right when they walk in the door. And, you know, Alex and I both, we do that. And I think if you want to set the precedent for your company, you have to not just talk the talk, but you have to walk the walk. You know, you can't tell people to do something and then not do it yourself on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, Alex and I both love our salon. We love what we do. We love the people that we do it with. We love our clients. And you know, I use the word love, and maybe it's a, you know, a strong word, but it's true. We're very passionate about what we do. And I think if your owners and management have that that feeling, then it will trickle down into your staff, into your organization, just by default. It just happens, but you have to have it.
Absolutely. So share with us an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you work through that, or it could even be a challenge that you have on a regular basis.
So, you know, this may or may not be unique to our business, but, you know, there are people leave, you know, and they go for a multitude of reasons. They go because they want more money. They go because they need a change of environment. They go because maybe they just don't want to do what you do, or they don't want to put in the time or the effort, the training. Maybe they don't feel they're living up to what we expect of them here. But for whatever reason, they go. And, you know, we still have 50 staff here. I think we have 29 stylists that we employ on a regular basis, as well as 10 more that are in training, and then several desk staff. And you know, people leave for all kinds of reasons, like I said. And what we do is we just, at this point, you know, it used to be really frustrating to us because we got stuck in this, okay, we had 8 people, then we had 12, and then 4 left, then we're back to 8, and then we're at 16, 18. Okay, now we go back to 12 again. And how do we keep growing our business when people are leaving? And I think the biggest key for us has just been, one, don't get emotional about it. When people go, we just say, you know what, I would rather you quit and leave than quit and stay. So if you're not wanting to work here, then I need you to go as soon as possible, because you will infect the rest of my staff with your negativity. And so the other thing would be constantly training new people to take the place of those who have left, because it's inevitable. People are going to come and they're going to go. So we feel if we have a really strong training program in all the areas of our business, so front desk, we're constantly trying to train new people and improve our training program so that it's quick and effective, and then we can get new people up and running in a short period of time. And then for stylists as well, we have a really strong assisting program where they work through several different modules to get them all the skills that they need to be a strong stylist right out of the gate. And so, you know, with those training programs, we can be unemotional about people leaving because we know that we can get people up and running and filling in the voids that were left behind by people who, you know, didn't fit our company. And that's the other thing, you know, if you don't fit the company, then you got to go.
Right. Those are some awesome learning points in there. I loved that line. I wrote it down as we were sitting here, quit and go or quit and stay. And it's like when people have checked out and they stay, you're right. It is just horrible.
In our salon or in salons in general, you know, there's the back room where everybody kind of sits when they're not busy, you know, and those people tend to sit in the back room and they're like the rotten egg. You know, and they just sit back there and talk about why they're not busy and how they don't like it here. And then it becomes like, you know, this chatter, and the good ones will just walk away. And then the other ones who want to feed into the negativity might sit around and it festers, you know. So it's good to just get rid of those people.
Absolutely. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
So, I mean, if I take it literally, you know, happy place meaning where I work, you know, I love where I work, and I love what I do and the people that I do it with and what it's all about. So for me, if I'm passionate about what I'm doing, it's easy to be working from my happy place internally as well, because, you know, I'm helping in so many ways, you know, and I'm watching people help other people all day long. You know, what we do is really, it is an external thing, beauty. But so many times when you make a transformation on somebody, it definitely affects their insides as well. You know, so you see them look in the mirror at how they look, and it really changes their confidence, how they feel about themselves, you know, and how they attack their day from then on out. You know, so working from your happy place for me, I think, means you know, Loving what you do and being happy about the choices that you've made, and just really enjoying it, you know, and being present throughout the day.
Great. So share with us something you're extremely proud of.
There's a lot to be proud of in our business, and sometimes I lose sight of that because I'm here all the time, and then talking to you and, you know, talking to other people, they say to me a lot, like, oh man, you got a lot to be proud of. And then they start saying things to me like, oh, you know, like your salon, like, look at how busy it is. And look at the people you have working for you. And, you know, so-and-so just bought a house and you should be so happy because you helped that happen. Or so-and-so now has a family. And, you know, there are a lot of different aspects of it, but yeah, one of them would be, being able to contribute as we have to so many people's lives, right? We touch people on a day-to-day basis, from clients to staff. And that's a wonderful thing. And then also, once we've gotten these people trained and up and running, then getting the accolades from some of the industry's premier organizations, like, you know, on Instagram, there's a site or organization called Hairbrained, and they constantly feature businesses or stylists who are doing work that is outstanding. And, you know, our salon was featured on that Instagram site, you know, so that was definitely something to be proud of. Not something that a client would see, but something that my peers in the industry would see. And so it's kind of like bragging rights, a little bit of street cred, if you will. So, you know, that was definitely something to be proud of. And then, yeah, the Allure magazine accolades, not many salons and not many markets have gotten that kind of a write-up. So to have it multiple times, and not just for one particular stylist, but four or five stylists inside of my salon, I think that's something to definitely be proud of. And then Our Detroit, those accolades, you know, whenever you're being recognized by outsiders, or by your customer base, you know, the reviews online that we have for our salon, we're constantly 4.5 to 5 stars, you know, so the feedback that's out there on the web is awesome about our salon. And so I'm really, really proud of that. Yeah. I think there's a lot to be proud of. 15 years, you know, that's another thing to be proud of, to grow a business in a struggling market. You know, after 9/11 happened, we had just opened. And so we went from 4 to 16 to 24 to now 30 stylists in a span of 15 years. And, you know, in a down economy, we still grew, you know, and I think that's because of that experience, that buzz that you were talking about that we have when you walk in the door. You know, creating that vibe is also something to be proud of. You know?
Absolutely. And I really think that it is, and sometimes it's hard. One of the things that I like to really teach people, and I think you're doing that, and you've sort of said it, but just want to point that out to everybody, is you make other people feel important. And when you make other people feel special or important, they respond and they tell others. And I think you do an outstanding job of making each and every person that walks in there from the moment they walk in through the absolute rest of the entire experience to check out, you make people feel really important.
Yeah. And really that what you just said, the experience, that's one of the things that we coach to everybody that works here is, you know, people don't necessarily buy haircuts. They don't buy shampoo. What people want is an experience. They want to come here. They want to feel special. They want to feel great about what happened to them in that, you know, hour or 2 hours that they spend here. Sometimes it's longer, but yeah, it's about creating an experience and making people feel great about the organization that they're spending their money with. Because regardless of what business you're in, people have so many choices. They're inundated from websites, you know, to billboards, commercials. There are places people can spend their money for so many different things. And so if they're choosing to come to my salon and give me some of their hard-earned money, then I want to make it worth their while. From the minute they walk, or actually before they walk in, from the minute they go to my website, from the minute they book their appointment on the phone, and then when they get here in person, it's all part of the experience. They're all touch points. Every time we talk to them or touch them, it's an opportunity to make an impression and create an experience.
That's awesome. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs or own their own business?
I would say first and foremost, you know, like for me, I have a business partner. So if you're going to have a business partner, make sure that you complement each other well. You know, Alex and I are yin and yang. You know, we are definitely, you know, opposites in a lot of ways. And then we're similar in some other ways. You know, we share a passion for what we do, but we approach it slightly differently. You know, I'm more the people guy and he's more the business guy. So we kind of, you know, we let each other do what we're great at. And so that works for us in that respect. But, you know, not everybody's going to go into business with a partner. So for those people, I would say, make sure that you really, really, really love what you are about to go into, because that business endeavor is going to take a lot of your time. And I've heard this before, and I don't know who said it, but I have to give somebody credit. But overnight success usually takes about 10 years. So buckle up, be ready for a long haul. It's not, you know, I mean, I know there are overnight success stories with internet companies and things like that, and it does happen. But for the most part, I think you've really got to be patient and wait for those seeds that you plant to grow. Because if you try to, you know, extract too much from your company too soon, you could find yourself in dire straits, you know. But yeah, you got to love what you do, you know, and be willing to do whatever it takes. I'll quote an anonymous person again. I don't know who, but you know, overnight success takes 10 years. I already said that, but I lost it. I had a great quote and I lost it. So
that's okay.
Forget that one.
But you know, people say that to me a lot of times about musicians as they suddenly hear this record and they think they're an overnight success. But if you talk to any of them, it's usually about 10 years they've been, you know, playing gigs, making next to nothing. And I know that's one of the point you made here in the pre-interview sheet that we had, that is you can't go into it with the sole intent of making money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's got to be about the passion first. And if you have that, I think the money should follow. I mean, obviously there are always instances where maybe it might not, but if you love what you do and you make that decision that, you know what, I just remembered my quote. There are no right or wrong decisions, right? It's about you make that decision and then you have to work to make it the right decision. So you have to put all of your energy into making that decision become the right one. You know, it's not just going to happen on its own. You have to really work at it.
That's awesome. So one of the things that I think that you are fantastic at, and I sometimes think that outsiders see it even more than yourself, but it's the one thing that I will tell you that is missing from, I would say, 85% of all businesses, and that is extreme customer service. And to me, it should be the number one thing. It should be the thing that is first and foremost. And I know that you know, we've already talked about the customer experience, but it isn't even just that. It's delivering great customer service. And I would just love for you to share just a couple of stories. How do you do that? How do you make people feel like, even in this, we call it the service recovery paradox, so something goes wrong, but then you completely make it right. How do you do that? How are you trying in to establish good customer service?
Well, there's a couple different scenarios that come to mind, but you know, the one that sticks out the most is recently I had a client, and I've had this happen a couple different times. You know, we're in Royal Oak, so we get people who come from a lot of different areas, from Ann Arbor, from Grand Blanc, from Flint, from, you know, the west side of the state. So really people come here because it's easy to get to. It's very centrally located with I-75 and 696 meeting up pretty much right at the beginning of downtown Royal Oak. So there have been a couple different instances where I've had people come to the salon and show up on the wrong day at the wrong time. It could be a week in advance, a day in advance. And, you know, I think the common reaction to that would be, well, I'm sorry, but you don't have an appointment today. You're going to have to come back at your scheduled appointment time. And I guess I understand if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. But my point of view would be, I don't even tell you that your appointment wasn't today. I just bring you back. I don't even let you know anything's wrong. We start the service. We make it happen. We make exceptions in other areas. I pool the team together. And really, in my salon, we do work very much as a team. So if somebody's not busy, I can grab them and say, hey, so-and-so, I had a little mishap with my schedule. I really need you to help me get this done so we can get this client serviced and make sure that she doesn't even know that that her appointment wasn't today or wasn't this week or wasn't even this month. So, you know, making that happen, you know. And then, you know, at the end, I may, you know, make a little joke and say, hey, Belinda, your haircut wasn't even scheduled with me today, but I made it happen, and, you know, and make a joke out of it or whatever. But you know, if somebody comes here expecting to be pampered and be wowed, and then they come in and they get sent home, that can be really disappointing. And so whenever we can, we try to make sure that we don't let that happen, and that we do make sure that we service that client and make sure that they still have that same experience that we expect for everybody to have. So, you know, that's one example, I think, that sticks out in my head.
The other one is, and I have never had in many appointments that I have, you know, I think about all the different appointments that I have with lots of different service industries, but I love it that you you do a phone reminder that your appointment is coming up, but then you get a text message on the day of, you know, saying the time. And that has been extremely helpful for me, you know, because it's such a long drive. I make sure that I've kind of got it in my calendar and I know, but just having that reminder is like, okay, this is today and I got to go and I got to get on top of this. And you don't see that a lot, to be really quite honest with you. So it's just a great extra touch.
Yeah, I mean, we try to make sure we really help people in any way they can to get here. You know, short of sending a car to get them. Yeah, we're all about the reminders. If you need a phone call, we'll call you. You need a text message, we will text message you. You want an email? We have a company that works with us that sets that up you can set it up in your preferences how you want to be communicated with, and we communicate with you on whatever level it is that you want to be communicated with. And there are some people who don't want a reminder at all. And for those people, we just write a card that says your next appointment is on such and such a date and we will see you then. And so, you know, those are the old school people who don't really have the electronics. And that's fine, because we're definitely trying to cater to a wide range of clients here. It's not just, you know, about millennials and baby boomers. We've got clients I think my oldest client is in her 90s, and she's a lovely lady who still cares very much about the way she looks. And I can definitely tell when she gets her haircut, she's got a little bit more spring in her step, as much as she can for being 92.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So why don't you just tell us a little bit now about some of the things that you're working on, and again, where people can find you, maybe your website, and we'll close with that.
Okay, cool. So, you know, in the digital age, what we've noticed is we're spending a lot of time, energy, and money on printing stuff for people, and a lot of it doesn't get used. So rather than spending tens of thousands of dollars a year printing material that, I mean, it looks fantastic, and the guys who created it for us are amazing, but what we're noticing is just that people aren't really using it as much. So we've decided, what we do is when a new client comes in the door, we have what's called our welcome packet. And inside of there are a few different offers. So you come in, you're offered a complimentary Kerathos treatment as part of your first service. You're offered a retail incentive to, if you wanted to get a new shampoo, you're going to save 20% that day. There's a bounce back. So come back next time, you're going to get $10 off your service, something so that you can experience our beauty bar where we do brows, waxing, and makeup. So that welcome packet, we are working on digitizing it and creating an email. So as soon as you book your appointment with us, you give us your email, and then we send you a welcome packet, and then you're now able to get that on your phone. You can print it, and then you can use whatever it is that you want to use on your first appointment. And so, you know, that does a lot of things. Number one, it saves my company a little bit of money, which is great. But it also saves on natural resources. Like, why are we going to print all this stuff and use trees that we don't need to use if we can just use digital media to make that happen? So you know, in a business like ours, you might not think technology really touches us in all those ways, but it really does. So, you know, the reminders and stuff that we talked about with the text messages and the emails, that's something that we just started doing not that long ago. Digitizing our new client welcome packet. And then really, you know, for us, it's all about staying on top of trends. You know, we have an education team here that we just formed. There are five of us on that team that go out, and we get the information from the vendors that we think are the most relevant. So we work with L'Oreal and Kerastase and Bumble and Bumble and these great companies who have really strong education. And we get that information from them, we bring it back, and then we teach it to the rest of our staff. And then we also make it accessible to them, where they can go to those same trainings if they would like to. So really, focusing on trends, education in terms of styling, and cutting and finishing and things like that, but also how it relates to customer service. So really just making sure that we understand what today's customers really want, staying on top of that trend as well.
Great. And your website, where we can find you.
That alexemiliosalon.com. It's alexemiliosalon.com. Go on there and check out. We've got a, we probably need to update some of the photos. You know, that's the problem with having pictures of hairdressers on there is we change our hair regularly. So we need to, we need to get some updated photos up there, but it's a nice website. It'll tell you everything you need to know about what we're doing. And you know, you can do an appointment request from there. Lots of different things, but,
great. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And if you want, and you loved what you heard today, and you want a really great experience at an awesome salon, and you're in the metropolitan Detroit area or even surrounding areas, I live out near the Ann Arbor area, check it out. You won't be disappointed. So thanks so much, Emilio.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was great to talk about my business. I actually have a little bit of like, I have a really great little energy in me right now. I can't wait to go cut some hair.
Awesome. Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.